Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1, a Tuesday afternoon. We're joined by a very special guest from Crookston, Heather Sabian. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Welcome to Pioneer 90.1. Thank you so much for joining us. If you would, tell us about your background. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Fauston, Minnesota. It's about 45 minutes from here, a very small town.
Oh, Greyhound.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
The capital of East Polk County.
Yeah.
Boston.
They like to think so.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice town. It's an all-American city.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you find your way to Crookston?
I actually moved here for my current job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And let's talk about your work within the artistic field. When did you first notice a real interest in art?
My mother gave me a sketchbook when I was about 5 years old, and it kind of took off from there. I got very serious when I was about 15. That became pretty much the only subject in school I had any kind of interest in.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sketches did you draw?
Just whatever was around me, you know, family, the pets, the dog, you know, whatever.
Sure, sure. And as you were drawing, Heather, did you get feedback from people as to your work?
Yeah, I got a lot of encouragement, and, you know, especially in high school, a lot of people are like, oh, that's really nice, so you need to keep going. And
I have a son who draws, who sketches, and I've asked him what kind of feeling he has when he does that. And he tells me it relaxes him. How about you?
Oh, definitely. It's a great escape if you're having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You can pour a lot of emotions into it, and it's really a positive way to relieve stress.
Okay, so you're a young girl, you're drawing, and you get to high school. Was there assistance for you in high school for developing your artistic talent?
Not quite as much. When I got to high school, I started drawing more weird stuff, and I was the only person in my class that refused to draw from magazines. I was drawing out of my head.
Really?
So I'm doing all this weird stuff. And at that point, I really, really wanted to go to an art school. And everybody's like, no, you can't, you can't. You'll never make any money. And so I just kind of, I did go to college, but I just kind of bummed around and not really sure what I wanted to do. And I ended up going to school for art anyway, because that was the only thing I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
can I ask where you went for art school?
I went to UMC in Crookston for 2 years, and then I finished out my degree at BSU in Bemidji.
Okay, so that was really a help for you in channeling your efforts then for art.
Oh, yes, definitely. BSU was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I had really, really great professors there that really encouraged me and were very encouraging in doing something different and outside the box and not just what everybody else was doing.
In my discussions with Mara Whitman last week about having you on the air, she mentioned that your artwork involves rubbings from gravestones. Heather, define that for me.
I take a piece of paper, and I use a couple different kinds. One of them is a Japanese paper that's super, super thin, and the other one is a rice paper that's also very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out to the graveyard and put the paper against a gravestone and either take charcoal or wax and just rub across it. And you get an image from it, and then I take it home and paint on it.
What changes between your original work at the site and then when you bring it home?
Once I get it home and I start painting it, it adds color, and the type of paints I use are what they're called interference colors, so they actually change colors depending on how you look at them. They might be red or blue depending on where you're standing.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, it changes quite a bit from a black charcoal drawing into a painting. Well, not just only the color, but I mean the texture and the how the light hits it, and yeah, pretty much everything changes.
So your rubbings from gravestones then basically are lettering, or are there other pieces of work on these gravestones that you take away from it?
I only use flowers and leaves and stuff like that. I don't do any names or dates or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I try and create kind of like a little fantasy picture. Sometimes I find trees that have been etched onto gravestones,
mm-hmm.
and different kind of symbols. And I know the cemetery in Grand Forks has a lot of Art Nouveau type looking stuff.
Okay.
I've done a lot of those too.
Yeah. Can I ask where you got this idea? Was it your own idea? Was it something you've read about?
It was actually something my mom used to do with me when I was a kid. So it was kind of like a family tradition. We'd go out to the graveyard and do rubbings and
mm-hmm.
bring them home and hang them up on the walls. And when I moved to Crookston, you know, we have this giant cemetery right in the middle of town, and I just started thinking about it again. It's like, wow, I haven't done that for a long time. And
yeah.
yeah, just it was just once I got into it, it was just so much fun. I had to keep going with it.
How many pieces have you produced in doing this process?
Right now, I think I have about 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the reaction been of people that have seen these works of art?
Really positive. People really, really like them, and most people don't know what they're looking at until I tell them, and even after I tell them, they're like, wow, but it's really neat. You know, a lot of people said they feel
sure.
kind of peaceful looking at them,
uh-huh.
and nobody's been creeped out at all.
Interesting. Very
yeah.
interesting. Well, let's talk about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council now and their involvement with your work. How are they supporting you in your artwork?
They actually gave me a grant for $1,500 to make art and set up a website.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me that at the beginning of 2012.
Okay.
So,
and how has that helped you?
Oh, that was huge. I definitely wouldn't have as much work as I have right now, just
yeah.
buying materials. And, yeah, that was a giant thing. I'm extremely grateful. And it helped me set up my website, too, which was a big goal for me.
I imagine the website's generated some interest from those who browse.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten a lot of positive comments, and it's been going well.
Now, you have work on display, I believe, now at the Riverwalk Art Center in East Grand Forks. Is that right?
Yep. I brought, I think it was 8 pieces up there.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's on display now in the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery at the Riverwalk Center, East Grand Forks.
Yep.
And are any of your works for sale?
All of them are, yep.
Okay.
I gave them all a price list, so.
Okay, good, good.
They can just get a hold of me directly.
Well, wonderful. And again, I'll emphasize what I've mentioned before with Mara on the air, the importance of that support that you've received from the Arts Council, and I imagine you know others in the area who are artists who feel the same way.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. All right, and for those who would like to check out your work, if you would, Heather, give us your website address for your work that's posted right now.
It is heathersabian.com.
And how do you spell that?
Heather is H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Sabian is S-A-B-I-A-N.com.
And that's S as in Sam, right?
S as in Sam, B as in boy.
All yep. right. Heather Sabian, H-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-A-B-I-A-N.com. Check it out. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Heather Sabian from Crookston on Pioneer 90.1.